shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I understand it. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. My understanding is that I didn't know that we had this in the contract. Let me get David G. Hall on here, and Jay Santos is on here, so I'm making sure that we're not making a mistake, David. So this is contractual, right?
It is contractual. When you have Jay Santos on the show, you've got to play the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme.
And
I know you did it at the beginning, but you got to do it at the end. Mr. Santos?
That's correct, and Mr. Henry was more concerned with talking about how I'm kicking in the face.
Well, you were talking about faces of meth, and Mr. Henry was interested in that, and, so we're going to play the theme for you. Will that make you happy?
Yeah, it'll make me happy, but I don't want anybody thinking I'm out there, roughing up a meth case.
Okay.
We won't mention anything, Phil. Just play the theme music.
All right, well, I won't say anything.
Yes, you're not going to make no statement.
No, I'm not. I'm going to play your theme music as you wanted to. I'm sorry that we didn't play it. Here is the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme music.
That's too loud. Yeah, that's better. Jesus. I'm going, Phil.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't kick no face in.
Okay, fine.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil. I'm Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I'm not saying I want to face the meth, but if I see it, I want to beat it in.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks.
Hold on. You got another one? Yeah. Phil, I got to take a call here. I'm probably going to...
Thank you.
He may call back.
I don't put him on the air again. I'm done with him. He may call back. I've never heard of a auxiliary police department or any police department having its own theme music when they come on the air to talk about the work they do. Anyway, welcome to our program on Phil TV and HD. We've been showing the faces of meth.
Dennett, you see that's from Multnomah County in Oregon, huh?
These are actual pictures. It's on the Channel 5 website, KTLA Channel 5 Los Angeles. And it's quite a stark and startling view of the faces of individuals who get involved with methamphetamines. But please don't be misled, and I'm not saying that we don't have meth cases in California, but these are actually pictures that Channel 5 has from the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office in Portland, Oregon. And
dude, they got a lot of meth heads up there, man. Like a lot of them rock heads, a lot of meth heads. But I wonder why that is.
Because white people are down on that, man. You know, more white people or more meth heads?
What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about that.
Yeah, okay, blacks do rock cocaine. And
all right, let's not turn it into that, okay? The more white people, the more meth.
There is.
Well, in any event, these are pictures. Here's a guy that's just showing a picture of a guy who looks pretty good looking, okay? 6 months later, he looks like, oh, man.
Looks like he's been laying in a coffin.
He does. He looks like he's got no sun. He's a mess. All right, so you can look at that at your leisure, at your leisure, at your leisure. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is our News and Information Hour. We're very happy to be on the line here with you. We had a fun night last night on our video cast. We did a Q&A, and we'll probably do more of those as the days and the months progress. If you would like a chance at a free BSP, a backstage pass, if you'd like a chance at a free month subscription to our website so you can watch our video casts, listen to our podcasts, listen to our archived material that goes back for many, many years, thousands of hours, and all the other things we offer at the Phil Hendry Show website, what you do is this. You can go to our Twitter account at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. That's our show account. And hashtag the name Phil Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Or you can like our fan page at Facebook, and that is facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans, P-H-A-N-S, and like it. And then you get into the running for a free month subscription in the month of February, which, by the way, is Phil History Month.
Yeah, that take away from Black History Month.
It's not going to take away from Black History Month. In fact, we're going to meld it very beautifully with Black History Month. It just happens to be Phil History Month, okay? So, anyway, this will be a free BSP for you next month on the Phil Henry Show website. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. It's our news and information hour. Generally, we don't take any phone calls, but, hey, thought I'd give you the phone number. So that was a pretty sick thing.
What was?
Well, just that whole thing with Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. There's a lady that got clocked by a L.A. County Sheriff on a train today. It was pretty ugly. There's no question about it. It was pretty ugly. A lot of other things that are happening around town. One of the things I think is sort of interesting here is this story of the Casey Anthony saga is heating up again. And it's, as we did the other night, we played a video journal that apparently she's keeping. So we want to talk to you about that. And we want to talk to you about the fact that Jose Baez has quit. The other story that is really fascinating to me is this Marines to investigate lewd video. Now, as I was just talking to Dan Northcraft, who is our technical director and an Army veteran, and he made the point, and it's a very true point, that it's impossible for the average civilian to even begin to comprehend what is the environment out there in the middle of a battle, or at least in the middle of some kind of a military operation against an enemy. It's impossible for people on this side of the ball to imagine what the frame of mind has to be to do that job, and then also, you know, how to sort of release the tension. Now, these Marines were allegedly urinating on the bodies of three Taliban militants. One of the Marines was joking, "Have a nice day, buddy." Another makes a lewd joke about a shower. And they were urinating on these three bodies. Someone was theorizing on one of the shows I was watching that these were Marine snipers and that these might have been Taliban insurgents that they had just killed by way of their sniper rifles. All right. Now, here's the problem with all of this. There was a time, and it wasn't too long ago, when there was all kind of atrocity committed by soldiers in battle against civilians. And these are not atrocities that were being committed by American soldiers. They're being committed by the armies of the world beyond the shores of America. We came to find out that Americans were involved in some of these things, especially in Vietnam with the My Lai massacre. Steps were taken, changes were made, and we move on. Abu Ghraib is about the worst thing we got now, which is sticking underwear on a guy's head and making a dog bark at him. Now, we have turned that into Auschwitz. We've turned that into the worst war crime that could ever be committed. And now we have these three Marines who are not even making fun of guys that are alive. And these aren't just so-called innocent men. These are three Taliban soldiers that they were engaged in battle with. And guess who won? We win, you lose. And all the other things that are going on inside of and outside of the heads of any combatant, it's going on over there. And a picture is taken, and it's transported back here to the United States, and we are all looking at it in the comfort of our home, around our breakfast table, while we're brushing our teeth, while we're picking our toes, whatever we're doing, and we think we understand that situation. And we don't. Now, I don't doubt that there may be a soldier or two listening to me right now who's been in that situation, who would call me up and he would say, "I've been in that situation," and I would never. And I've been in that situation. I don't know. I'd be happy to take your word for it. But what I will say is this. Soldiers, whether they agree with that or they don't, and soldiers that have been in that situation, that type of environment, where it's a, kill or be killed situation, only they, and I think it's fair to say, and their superiors and their comrades and the society that they live in, only they understand. And I think it's pretty sad when the civilian press gets a hold of stuff like this, because nothing comes out, especially if it's not a My Lai, where there's a dead civilian and an American standing there with a gun, which was an absolute utter, horrific disgrace. Or what it is the German and Japanese military had to live down that they may never live down from World War II. But when you're talking about something from the field of battle, it's...
They're already dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what you call that. It's like tension release or something. And you got people who are, you know, they're itching for something to get pissed off about. There hasn't been any really good anti-military stuff they can talk about. They're, they're looking to really throw some dirt clods and sling some crap. And you throw this stuff into their lap, say goodbye to the truth. Just say goodbye to truth. Say goodbye to anything even remote. It's all going to be politicized, as it already is starting to be. And you will never, ever, ever get any closer to understanding the environment a soldier lives in when in that environment. The environment, the mindset, and so forth. So,
what do you think happened?
What do I think happened?
I know what happened, man. They shot that guy and peed on him.
That's what I think happened. I think they got done. I think it was very, very tense, and I think it was probably days and days on end. If they're snipers, that's what they were doing, sitting there for days and days on end, tracking people, probably being shot at themselves by Taliban snipers, because that's the game. They have theirs, and they do. They move position, they shoot, they move their position, they shoot, the other guys do the same thing. They're zeroing in on these guys. It goes on for days, if not weeks, and the next thing you know, it looks to me like these Marines won this game of chess, and it's a kill or be killed tense situation. They've as I said, they're living out there by their wits. They're living on whatever it is a sniper carries with him. It's not a particularly luxurious life. You're living out there in the weeds with the animals and the rats and the whoever, and you're in very sparse communication with other soldiers on your side, and you're picking up and moving again, and you're picking up and moving again, and you're taking a shot. And so this is the game, and it goes on and on and on until finally someone wins and someone loses. And they were able to target these three and kill them. And this is, after all of that, their response, their reaction to that. And I don't what I've just said to you, I don't even know the one-tenth of it. But you think any of that stuff's going to get explained when people start picking? Of course not. They don't want to. The first thing they want to do is they want to... First of all, this is a great opportunity for people to go, forget about how bad things are now. Look what Bush did. You know, that's number one. Number two is anybody that hates the Marines or the military in general, look at these animals. Number three is, our poor dehumanized soldiers. That's the other one. I read this thing. I'm reading a book called The Sociopath Next Door by this doctor whose name escapes me. And the reason why it escapes me is because I was really irritated by a conclusion she was drawing in her book, which is, poor soldiers, they're so dehumanized and they don't know what's going on. And it's almost like they're so stupid that they just put a gun in their hands and they turn into robots and the poor people. And that's a great way of becoming... quote unquote, sympathetic to the military. Oh, no, we're on your side. And at the same time saying they're a bunch of meatheads and they don't know what they're doing because they're easily manipulated and brainwashed and so on and so forth. And nothing could be further from the truth. And the statistics that she cited were so warped.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, what kind?
Well, she's saying that look at the statistics of soldiers since the Revolutionary War and how they can be talked into killing. And really, they don't like killing. And I'm thinking, now, wait a second. All of those wars, except for the Gulf War forward, where there was conscription, meaning you were drafting guys into the military, meaning you had citizen soldiers that probably didn't even want to be there. And she's lumping all these statistics together to prove soldiers really don't want to kill. They have to be brainwashed into doing it. And, of course, I'm thinking, what about the soldiers that do want to defend the country and feel so strongly about that, yes, they will take a life? Have you thought about that? No, she didn't. But nonetheless, I'm not reading the book because of that. I'm reading it because of somebody that I know who I think is a psychopath.
Hey.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show in our news and information hour. And, of course, philhendryshow.com. Get your backstage powers, chance at a free backstage pass, or go and get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. famous Bill Hendry Show.
It's the scariest thing I ever seen in my life.
I'm telling you, man, those faces of meth, they'll freak your ass out.
But what happened to that one lady?
I can't even describe this, and we'd have to ask the listener. Just go to the, you can go to any website, just look up faces of meth, and they'll, I don't know what's up, what's going on up there in Portland? You guys are supplying the faces, you have the biggest supply of the faces of meth than any police agency in America.
Yeah, go get Jay Santos, man, and find a face of meth.
Yeah, no, he's not talking about that, he's just saying a face of meth.
No, I know, you know.
Yeah, but does he see that?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. But I think it's amusing to me that, and I shouldn't say it's amusing, it's very tragic. It's, in fact, when you look at these people, you want to take them and you want to lock them up someplace and scrub them down. But here's the problem. In all drug addictions, the same thing. We've talked about this before. Drug addiction is people who are trying to medicate the brain, man. Their freaking brains are not working right. They need medicine. And we know this because the pharmacology the pharmacological solutions that have come about, these drugs that can manipulate the neurotransmitters and so on and so forth, they are here. They are now. It is happening. We are able now to treat all kinds of mental illness, depression, bipolar, you name it. And why? Because we have now we're beginning to understand EEGs, brain waves, and, you know, areas of the brain and how to treat. So when you take drug addiction, you're talking about people who have such a serious biochemical problem in the brain, they're trying to treat that. That's what that's about. That's what that's about. Why else would someone use drugs knowing that what they've been through in the past? Because it gives them some relief. You know,
that my grandmother said it's on account of a demon.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Nobody believed that.
My grandmother do.
Your grand is she still alive?
No.
Your grandmother do, huh?
Well, she did.
And she thought it was because of the devil. Yeah, of course she did, because she was one of those. That's the generation.
Yeah, she told me if I mess around with that a demon would get me.
Yeah, it probably would. I think the demon already got you, man. You don't even have to.
Shut up.
Wait a minute, man. Your grandmother's right, basically. But you don't mess with that stuff, right?
No.
Yeah, you're huffing paint.
You were huffing that paint for a while, right?
Yeah, but that I don't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I come in the other day, he had like a glistening. It was glistening.
Yeah, you were glistening.
Hey, watch it. What do you mean it was glistening?
Yeah, he had like silver.
No, I didn't have no silver, man. It was the stuff my niece was doing for the New Year's Eve party, you idiot.
Well, what was that silver on your face?
Kids, it was stuff my niece was doing.
What was it? Like those sprinkles or something?
Yeah, it's those sparkles that little girls wear.
No, man, I thought he was huffing silver paint.
No, I wasn't, you idiot.
Huffing paint, he's wearing those sparkles. Nah, this stuff is the worst. So these are the folks, these meth heads, man. You got to get these people and find a way to treat this, because they'll go back on it. They'll go and they will return to abusing this garbage if there's nothing to replace it. It has nothing to do with character. It has nothing to do with willpower. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with a chemical problem in the brain, just like schizophrenia, just like so many other things. So if we can get off these ridiculous notions we have, we might be able to help people. Another story here, as I mentioned, this is the... Where the hell is this, man? We were talking about the Marines and, the situation there in... what was the other story I was talking about?
I forget, man, but what about Khloe Kardashian?
No, I know. It's Casey Anthony. Get out of here with Khloe Kardashian. I'll get the Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian, I don't know, somebody tweeted that she's not really a Kardashian, that she's actually a,
probably like a, maybe Turkish.
Yeah, she's not really Armenian, she's Turkish. No, they didn't say that, but there's some dispute. All right, we'll be back here with the Casey Anthony story, man, how Baez has quit, and she's all in a heap, Jack. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
People they wanted to know about it.
I understand we had that. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere, all the places, every place, all over it, man. Places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, to cover the thing for you. Now, reminder to visit the website and go to our shop. Go to the Phil Hendry Shop, because we have our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. And we're going to have new Bobby Dooley product in there, which will be great for, I hope we get it in for Valentine's Day. I don't know if we will or not, but we will nonetheless have our Bobby Dooley product in there. You can also get the Phil Hendry Show shot glass, as well as our mug, as well as our T-shirt, our ball cap. And we've got some new ball caps coming in. You know, it's just like cool stuff. Plus downloads of all of our best of CDs available there at philhendryshow.com. And if you want to own the actual CD itself with the case, it's unwrapped, it's pristine, it's beautiful, you can get it there too at philhendryshow.com. So check it out. What were you talking about, bud?
Well, just, I forget now, because you were going to say that. I forget now.
Well, was it? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm totally spaced out. I think it was something having to do with one of the other news stories, the Casey Anthony, is it, or something like that?
Yeah.
All right. We do have a couple of things that we're going to get to. One is that Casey Anthony was in court, and I think she was there to testify, in part at least, in this lawsuit that's been filed against her. It's basically a defamation lawsuit, and I can't, you know, is there anything that is being done opposing Casey Anthony that you're going to disagree with, you know? Is there any sympathy for this woman anywhere? Even her attorney now has recused himself. That's the story. Casey Anthony's on her own because the attorney who got her off of the murder charges, well, it's not really recused, it's not the term, has decided to remove himself from Anthony's legal team. Anthony first hooked up with Jose Baez while she was in jail, and she heard other inmates raving about his work. It's unclear why Baez tendered his resignation, though it is rumored the two were having a falling out after Anthony's private video diaries surfaced. These are these video diaries, one of which we played for you. And Jose Baez has finally said, take it and shove it deep and shove it wide. I don't want nothing to do with you no more.
He talks like that?
No, he doesn't talk like that. That's just what I figured. That was happening today in Orlandi and other places like that in the midst of more of this Casey Anthony news. She says that she became pregnant after passing out at a party. Now this is how she got pregnant. Now, understand, a psychopath can lie, oh baby, can they lie? And you'll notice how many of these lies this woman has told, and she's got everyone going, wow, I wonder if that's true. She doesn't know how she got pregnant any more than the guy that made her pregnant remembers who it was that he made pregnant. Casey Anthony, the Florida mother, acquitted last year in the death of her toddler daughter, told a psychologist she may have become pregnant with Kaylee after she blacked out at a party. So in other words, she was raped. That's what she's alleging here. The deposition showed Anthony made the remarks to William Weitz, a psychologist. This was the deposition, by the way, that was released on Wednesday. She made the remarks to William Weitz, a psychologist who interviewed her and administered mental health tests to determine her mental status at the behest of the defense while she was in jail awaiting trial. At the party, she felt that she may have been, that she blacked out. Weitz testified, according to the deposition, she believes that she was impregnated during that time. Weitz, who ultimately concluded that Anthony suffered from no mental illness or defect, said she claimed to have no memory of the sexual act and that she said she believed her drink may have been spiked. Anthony, age 25, was acquitted in July in the death of 2-year-old Kaylee, but was found guilty of repeatedly lying to detectives trying to find out what happened to the toddler, who was last seen alive in June of 2008. A nationwide search, as you know, ended 6 months later when her remains were found in woods nearby. understand something. When somebody says that someone's not mentally ill, being a psychopath, one of the, and I'm just, you don't have to believe me. If you do your own research, you're going to find out that this is true. Go ahead and just look this aspect up. You may say, oh, the talk show host, there he goes again. He doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Okay, fine. But what I'm about to tell you, go look this up right now, and you can check this part out. Psychopaths love psychiatrists and psychologists. They play them like a Stradivarius fiddle. That is a fact, Jack. Psychopaths say it. Psychologists who are not completely self-deluded admit it. Psychiatrists or anybody else in the mental health field that understands this personality, they're completely familiar with it. Oh, yeah, are you kidding me? I mean, the last thing in the world is going to help a psychopath who is just not at all interested in helping themselves is taking them to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. They're going to lie to these people so beautifully, you'd swear that, you'd swear they're telling the truth, no matter what they said. Casey Anthony could say that a Martian impregnated her, and with the right people, and believe me, there are the right people out there, with the right people, they believe her. She could start a cult. Let's just take this, for instance. Take Casey Anthony, and let's say she never committed a crime. She didn't murder her daughter. Let's say instead what she was going to do to get away from her mother and her father and that lousy life that she had in Orlando, or whatever the hell her problem was, she was going to start a cult. And she was going to tell her followers that she had been delivered here from outer space by Martians, who anointed her to be their emissary from Mars. Now you're saying, well, that's all crazy. Well, so is half of the crap this woman has said that has an entire nation spinning on its ass. Some people believe in it, some people not. Let's say that we didn't know she was a murderess. Let's just say that we found out that she, you know, came from outer space. Out there somewhere in the world are people that would believe it, that would give her money based upon it, that would help her set up a outer space church, that would anoint her child, if Kaylee was still alive, the outer space child, that would give her gold robes, that would paint her hair blue. In other words, and a woman like that, she's young, she's attractive, she manipulates men, she could manipulate other people. She manipulated her parents like you wouldn't believe. Her friends seem to be a little bit smarter. They just, you know, like didn't buy into a lot of this horse dung. Anyway, make a long story short, she would have her little cult. She would have her little Jim Jones Society because she's a psychopath and a sadistic one. That means she murders. Nobody would be safe in that group. Sooner or later, she'd concoct some reason to kill somebody and someone would do her bidding. We already know she killed the little girl. She would find ways of killing others that were standing in her way. And so that's how you get to Jim Jones. You know, that's how you go from just Casey Anthony, stupid chick, to Jim Jones, psycho, weird, pill-popping, Guyana man. You know, I'm sweating.
Yeah, he's all like, time to get gone, children.
Yeah, I saw that movie the other night. It's time to get gone.
Yeah, it was time to get gone, all right. But that's what I mean, see, you know, about these psychopaths. They lie, and you take them to a psychiatrist. So when this gentleman, this Dr. Weitz, who I'm sure is very good, I wouldn't doubt in a minute, when he says she's not mentally ill, didn't this guy come back on the stand and say, well, you know, I took another look at it because, and I think he did, because someone else, some other doctor had indicated something to me. So I took a look, and I thought, yeah, she could be a narcissist. Now, a narcissist is a psychopath, only narcissists have consciences. They have a conscience. So they're self-important, they're cruel, they walk over top of people, everything's about them, but they can feel bad, and they can feel remorse over the things they've done. That's a narcissist. Now, you take a step beyond that to a psychopath, and they don't give a damn. Look at Casey Anthony. Her daughter was murdered by her, and there she is.
I don't know. And another thing that I want to do is I think I'd like to rub myself down with lard and, you know.
Did she say that?
No, she didn't say that. But I'm just,
You know, there was something in there, though, that she wanted to own. Yeah, I know what it was. For the first time in her life, she owns something. She's got something that's real. It's now.
What are you talking about?
It's what you said.
Oh, all she was talking about. She's full of crap. What are you buying that? You know.
Well, she said it's the first time she ever owned something.
No, she didn't, man. She said it was the first time in a number of months that she feels like it's hers.
Yeah, I heard that.
But, I mean, you know, through all of that stuff, there's the one person you didn't mention was her kid, which everybody was talking about. All right. While she was awaiting trial, Anthony's defense team had her evaluated by two mental health experts. Their reports and sworn statements, which were never submitted as evidence, were sealed by the judge until the conclusion of the trial. Several hundred pages of depositions released on Wednesday showed that mental evaluations of Anthony found her to be surprisingly cheerful and content. Psychiatrist Jeffrey Danziger testified in a deposition that Anthony's demeanor didn't fit the circumstances of a mother who had lost her daughter, was suspected and then accused of her murder and incarcerated in jail. Danziger said Anthony was eating and sleeping well and reading books. That's a textbook psychopath, man. Wait, don't you remember from the movie Anthony Hopkins from, Silence of the Lambs? He ate her tongue and his pulse never went above whatever it was, 50?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what they're saying there, and that was a fictional work, but the author researched psychopaths and found out that because there isn't a conscience, they can't emotionally get too crazy hearing about just abstract, you know, acts of violence. And when they're not thinking about it at all, they're absolutely just cool. Her attitude was as if we were discussing someone who had a parking ticket, Danziger said. He also testified that he had never seen anyone facing murder charges or the loss of a child who showed such a lack of emotion. Oh, gee! What do they tell you, Dr. Weitz, when you go to the psychiatry school and you meet someone like that? Do they have a name for it? But like Weitz, Danziger concluded that Anthony suffered from no mental disease or defect. Weitz testified that Anthony exhibited less stress on a mental health test than a normal person who had not experienced a trauma. Oh my God, she had less stress on the test than a normal person who had not been through any trauma. Both experts said Anthony had told each of them that her father, George, and brother had sexually molested her in the past, and that her father possibly drowned Kaylee in the backyard pool and disposed of her remains. The judge ruled at that trial no evidence of abuse was ever presented. George Anthony's lawyer, in a statement issued on Wednesday, said his client was aware of the statements and that no new information was disclosed on Wednesday. Now, you got two psychiatrists that say she's not mentally ill. I understand that the definition of insane by law is that they don't know the difference between right and wrong. And a psychopath does know the difference between right and wrong. So, technically speaking, by law, she's not mentally ill. She's not crazy. And it's also arguable that being a psychopath is not a, quote, mental illness. It's arguable that being a psychopath is simply an abnormal personality type. See, if somebody's ill, doesn't that assume they can be cured?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you say she's ill, there's got to be some way to treat it. And while I know they've had some success with, like, teenage psychopaths, I don't know about people this age. And so, really, what she is just an abnormal personality. And an abnormal personality is someone that's going to act in an abnormal way, that which we call abnormal, murdering somebody and not feeling any remorse, even though they know it's against the law and they can get into trouble for it. And she accuses her father of molesting her and her brother. And now we find out it wasn't that Kaylee died accidentally, it's that her father drowned the kid. So this woman may never kill again. She may never kill again. She may have learned the lesson, and the only lesson they learn is that, oh, wow, that was a lot of hassle. I don't ever want to go through that hassle again. I better not kill anybody. Not because she's remorseful, but because she doesn't want to go through that hassle. She may never kill anybody again, but damn sure she will lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, and cause untold unhappiness to everybody that meets her. That's going to happen more and more and more and more. All right, I got to go to a commercial break because Red Eye has Bill Schultz on. And as you know...
He's a pain in the ass.
He's like fingers on a freaking chalkboard. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here for our final closing groovy-ass segment.
Truth is our bitch. Yeah. The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, yeah!
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back, guys. Let's see. What's tomorrow? It's Thursday. It's all good, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take the trash out today.
You took the trash out on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I've got to remind him, though.
You don't have to remind me last night. I took it out because it smelled bad.
Yeah, why'd it got to smell bad? Take it out sooner.
What is it going to smell bad for?
Well, that's when I know to take it out.
Take it out when the freaking can is full, man. Don't take it out when it starts to stink. What's the point of that?
Your dad be taking it out all the time.
What do you mean taking it out all the time?
It's all the fish he eats.
I like to eat fish.
Look it, man. What are you doing throwing fish in the garbage for?
Isn't that what you're supposed to sell it? Supposed to put it?
What do you mean sell it?
I mean put it.
No, man. If you put it in the garbage disposal. And if it's got bones in it, throw it in a plastic bag or something, man. But, and then get it outside. Don't have it in the kitchen. You understand?
I told him.
No, you didn't tell me nothing, man. Well, I put it by in the garbage disposal, but it had bones in it.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Shut up, man.
Hold on. Yeah. What are you eating?
Like trout.
Well, if it's got bones in it, you don't want to put it down a garbage disposal, and you're not eating all of it, stick it in a plastic bag or something. You put it in a can. Get it outside. Take it out to the garbage outside. And then the garbage guy comes. Man, you don't put that stuff in the can and leave it in the kitchen so it stinks. God.
Yeah, sometimes it stinks, and I don't even know why.
Man, I'm glad I ain't living at your house. Why is it stinking and you don't know why?
Because you don't turn on the garbage disposal.
Turn the garbage disposal on, man. God. Take a lemon. You got any lemons?
Uh-uh.
Buy a lemon, get one off a tree, and cut it up and throw it in the garbage disposal. That cleans it up.
Really? Makes it smell lemony?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll make it smell lemony, man. All right, thanks to the late Robert Kardashian's widow and an ex-wife, the paternity of Khloe Kardashian was a hot topic on Wednesday. Now, Khloe is who, man?
She's the one who married Lamar Odom.
She married Lamar Odom, and she's in Dallas. Okay. Well, there was a claim made by the late Robert Kardashian's widow and an ex-wife. The late Robert Kardashian's widow. Let's see. According to Jan Ashley, who married Kardashian after his divorce from Kris Jenner, and Ellen Kardashian, who married the star attorney 2 months before his death. Okay, so these are the two wives that were not Kris Jenner. Khloe is not his biological daughter. I don't know if this is important news, but in any event, despite the two women's claims of the new star, stories reportedly purchased for a hefty sum, the other famous Kardashians are totally denying the report. Hours after the story leaked Wednesday on Radar Online, Kim Kardashian blasted it over lunch with a group of Hollywood pals. Khloe herself was deeply upset and immediately took to Twitter, clearly addressing Ashley and Ellen Kardashian. She tweeted, "The audacity you have to mention my father's name like this, you should be ashamed of yourself, URSELF.
That's not how you spell it.
No, that ain't how you spell it.
You don't even know how you spell your?
Yeah, I know how to spell you are. It's D-U-M-B.
Well, you come on, cut it out. So anyway, I let a lot of things slide, but this one is really low. You are disgusting. Now, it's not yet clear. See, you know what that tells me?
What?
She's got a beef with these people already. This is part and parcel of something that's going on between her and who did she address directly? Ashley and Ellen Kardashian. This is something that's going on between her and Ellen and Ashley Kardashian. And I think I know what it is. I think...
But you're just guessing.
No, I'm guessing, but... You don't talk to someone like that who has been nice to you or you've been nice to, and all of a sudden they're out of the blue saying that you are not the daughter of Robert Kardashian. You're going to react with, I don't understand. I mean, are you kidding me? But this, she came out of the gate already sort of not surprised by it. At least not surprised at what a bunch of douchebags they are. So I think it's because of that TV show and her and the sisters and whatever the hell, you know, Chloe's got to do with it. I don't know. Courtney and, you know, I think the ex-wives, they want in on it. They want some money and they want a nice big fat paycheck or it won't end. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's
extortion.
Nah, I don't know. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by myself and Dan Northcraft, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. Don't forget to visit us at philhendryshow.com for, well, for all of our marvelous stuff there in the shop, and, of course, our backstage pass. You're going to want to get a backstage pass, or you can sign up for a chance at one for free at Twitter or at our fan page, Phil Hendry Fans, over at Facebook. And until such time as we talk again, we'll talk again. Good night. Woo!